This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
A small region in Florida, nicknamed Muck City, produces more professional football players per capita than anywhere else in the world. The new documentary series, Fourth and Forever Muck City, follows rival high school football programs, the Pahokee Blue Devils and Glade Central Raiders, that launched the careers of dozens of NFL stars. DJ Bolden, who played for the Detroit Lions, also brother of NFL star Anquan Bolden, is coach of Pahokee and our guest on This Week in America. And later on the program, New York Times number one best-selling author Brad Meltzer talks about his latest thriller, The Lincoln Conspiracy, the real-life story of a secret society that plotted to kill Abraham Lincoln right after he was elected. All on today's This Week in America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Less than an hour's drive from the mansions of West Palm Beach, Florida, you'll find the area known as Muck City, the towns of Pahokee and Belleglade between Lake Okeechobee and the Everglades. This small region produces more professional football players per capita than anywhere else. Anquan Bolden, Santonio Holmes, Andre Waters, Ricky Jackson, Fred Taylor, Jimmy Spencer, Jesse Hester, and many more. Muck City is home to one of the greatest rivalries in football between Pahokee and Glades Central High Schools. Curiosity Stream follows the rival high school football programs in their first ever original docu-series, Fourth and Forever Muck City. DJ Bolden, brother of NFL star Anquan Bolden, is head coach at Pahokee. DJ played for the Detroit Lions, also in the CFL, coached with the 49ers, led his high school team to a state title and impressive college career at Wake Forest, now helping shape young football players back in his hometown. Fourth and Forever Muck City, now streaming on Curiosity Stream, and DJ with us on This Week in America. DJ, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's a great description of my area.
Boy, it really is, and we'll get into that here on the program. Here's an area that most people have never heard of, and the obvious question would be, why would this small region become so famous for creating NFL stars? I'm sure it's not a simple answer, but what are some of the reasons this has been so prominent down there, you producing NFL stars in that area?
I think the first reason is just the lack there is down there. We don't have many resources. We don't have the Burger Kings, the McDonald's, the chain grocery stores, if you will. And because of that, I believe it gives kids an opportunity to focus on themselves a lot and what they can do. And a lot of kids down there can play football, and a lot of kids are very athletic down there. And we take advantage of that. We just spend a lot of time perfecting our craft And as you have stated, I mean, we're a football haven. You know, guys, you play on Fridays, you probably want to play against on Saturdays someday. And guys, you play on Saturdays, you probably want to play against Sundays someday.
You know, we'll find as the series unfolds on Curiosity Stream, Fourth and Forever, Muck City, this is more than a story about success on the football field, isn't it? It takes a community to do what you've done in that region. This reflects in the community as well.
Absolutely. I believe this documentary, Fourth and Forever, Muck City, paints the entire picture of our area. Yes, we are known for our football, but guys like myself and everybody that plays a part in the documentary, we are people that have went off in life and realized that there are more to life than just football, and we try to prepare these kids for all facets of life. I like to use my brother Anquan for example. All the kids love him. Everybody look up to him. He had a 14-year NFL career, almost 15. He retired at 35. Statistic has he's supposed to be 65 when you retire. So there's 30 more years to live life and try to figure out what's next. And I always paint that picture for my kids, and I try to prepare them for the life after football. You get two lives to live. You get the football life and what I like to call the real life. And that's the realisticness of this documentary and how we are presenting more than just football to these kids.
Was that part of the challenge when you went back to be the head football coach there to not only prepare them for the games on Friday and prepare them for football and go out and to represent the area well, and we'll get into the Muck Bowl, which is like the culmination of the season, but there's life beyond that. Once you graduate high school, many won't play football at the next level, certainly at the NFL level. Is that part of the challenge for you? Part of the fun maybe of doing this job is creating something that these kids can hold on to for the rest of their lives that will give them some goals?
Absolutely. It was definitely a challenge because it wasn't the status quo for a lot of the kids. Like every kid down there think they know exactly what people expect of them before I took the job. And then you got this guy that comes back home. Yeah, he's from here, but he hasn't been home in 15 years, and he's changing the MO. You know, he's changing, you know, what we expect of ourselves. And, you know, that was a great challenge for a lot of people, not just for the kids. It was a great challenge for the community. It was almost as if they thought I was trying to feed them something that was poisonous. But you and I both know that's for their own good. And, you know, eventually through the documentary, as you can see, once you go on curiositystream.com and download it, you would see that people started to buy in, the kids started to buy in, the community started to buy in, and I believe that's why we had a successful season this year.
The series, a docuseries, 8-part, Fourth and Forever Muck City, now available for streaming, Curiosity Stream. You'll get all the information there, curiositystream.com. And you can watch it worldwide, televisions, desktop, mobiles, tablets, all of that to get all of the information, curiositystream.com. You're coming back, and I understand just a few months after you start the job, your approach to do this series. So you've got this TV series. They're coming in trying to capture what it is, the essence of Muck City and why you're producing all of these athletes. At the same time, introducing something new. Talk about that balancing act. And were you apprehensive in the beginning that this was going to work out?
You know what? That was something that was huge. Obviously, it takes a lot to change the minds and the habits of people in general. And then you add in cameras, you know, and now we're dealing with a generation that I believe feels themselves a lot, if you will. But it was a great challenge, but it was one that I embraced because I saw it as an opportunity for many reasons. One, obviously, to tell our story holistically out here on the Muck. And just two, something for the archives. Like, I may not be the greatest coach in Pokie history, but I will go down as one of the most respected coaches for various reasons that we've talked about thus far. And I put things in place during the docuseries. For example, we did mentoring every Wednesday. We partnered with Balanced Living Mentorship. So after every football practice on Wednesdays, we went directly to mentorship. And one of the ministers there speak life into my kids, you know, just from the mental aspect. And then Anquan, my brother, he has been there on many occasions, and he was, you know, speaking to the community and speaking to my kids. And then you have the Student ACES Center, which serves as a liaison between both high schools academically, you know, and that's just another place for kids to get away, to have access to desktop computers, to do homework, to maybe have study hall. They get help on the FAFSA, and they get SAT, ACT prep there. So you will see all of that in the docuseries, but that's part of the challenges that I had, because that was all new to the people there, but it eventually became something positive.
Well, you talk about something that would be memories for kids. They know the student athletes, they not only have, you know, the yearbook and press clippings, they've got this docuseries that they can pull out and look anytime they want to and go back and relive those memories. Muck City, tell me about that, the name, what the name is in reference to.
The name is in reference to this dark, rich soil that both towns are on. This soil grows anything on it, but it's most noticeable for sugar cane. So the very sugar that's probably in everybody's pantry, it's probably coming from Muck City. It grows vegetation, fruits, mangoes, beans, rice, corn. It grows pretty much anything you put on it. It would sprout up, and it would be very rich and healthy for you.
Well, the series will certainly change the perception. People will know where it is. They look at the big map. They see Florida. They see Lake Okeechobee. They'll be looking around for your cities at the outskirts of the lake there. This captures the essence of two of these cities here, Glade Central High School, as well as yours, Pahokee High School. I heard you one time talk about your mother and the sacrifices she went through to give a quality life to you and your siblings. And I think maybe that speaks volumes of what that area is like. Talk about your mom and what she went through to make you and your siblings successful.
Oh, man, my mom. Love my mom to death, man. Brenda, she sacrificed so much for us. She worked two jobs. My father, my mother divorced when I was two. I am the youngest of four. But she didn't stop. You know, we believe in faith, family, and football. My mother is the daughter of a pastor, so she's a preacher's kid, so she always installed the faith part in us and family. We have a very, very big family down there. And football, you know, those have been the three facets of our lives. But my mom worked two jobs, man, just to, you know, meet ends meet, to keep food on the table for us. It's been plenty of nights that we had full stomachs going to bed, but she didn't. One of the most traumatizing memories, I would say, that stuck out to me was when my mom was washing our clothes on her hand in our tub. It just speaks to the struggles of that area, and for her to be faithful to us and to the principles and the mores that she stuck in our lives, despite of the circumstances, I believe tells you how strong of a woman she is. She is my first hero, and you know, I look up to my mom, have the utmost respect. I love her dearly.
DJ Bolden, our guest on the program, head coach of Pahokee High School. You'll see that school along with Glade Central's focus of the docuseries on Curiosity Stream, Fourth and Forever Muck City. Let's talk about the opponent down there, Glade Central. They got a high school football coach down there that their name will be recognizable as well, don't they?
Yeah. I guess I can talk about our enemy. but you know what? To be honest with you, we are a community 364 days out of the year. Pahokee and Belglade, it's all family, it's all love. But on that one day, that 365th day, we are sworn enemies. You would think that we don't know each other once the ball kick off, but prior to the ball kicking off, it's almost like a big family reunion. A lot of people know each other, you know, people you probably don't get to talk to on a regular base. You see or family come in town, you know, it serves as a reunion, and it's just good fun. You know, you have 20, maybe 30,000 people there to watch high school football. It's quite an experience if you've never been to a college football game. Coming to the Muck Bowl and being in an atmosphere like that, and just the electricity that goes up in the air and the rivalry between the two, and it's all for bragging rights at the end of the day. You know, if you win, you quote unquote own the Muck for one calendar year. So it's a lot of pressure to win that game.
Jesse Hester is the coach at Glade Center High School, and he knows his way around the football field as well. The series ends in the Muck Bowl. That seems like, and we don't want to give too much away, but do you want to stick with all of this? There's a little, last second drama in this.
You know what? That's every Muck Bowl. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. It's not just this year. It's all of them. Yeah, okay. You know, what?
Yeah, it really doesn't. Like, if Polk was 10-0 and Glade Citrus was 0-10, like going into that game, there is no clear indication who's going to win because there's so much at stake. It tugs on the pride. It tugs on the history of the two programs. You know, and there's a lot of fun in it, and it's always going to come down to one last play. I mean, history tells it. Besides, probably a few times we probably blew each other out, but in probably the 40 some almost 50 visits of one another as far as record goes. It always came down to the very end, and that's the excitement of this documentary. It keeps you on the edge of your seat because you want to know who wins, and obviously the best man wins for that calendar year.
We got a couple minutes left in the program. I'm sure you've seen all of the docuseries. It's out there. It's now available. We all can watch it. We can all stream it at curiositystream.com. What was it like having them there? Because we see highs, we see lows, we see adversity, we see your first year as coach. How real is this, do you think?
It's so real because it gave me an opportunity to, I wouldn't say preach, but to speak to my kids about life. Like adversity was one of our key messages this year. It was our mantra, if you will. Facing adversity, and you get to see adversity throughout this docuseries, and hopefully people get a chance to see how kids start to embrace adversity and push through it, and then they see the successes of it in the end on the kids' face and through the kids' lives. And I just really appreciate, you know, Curiosity Stream coming out and doing this docu piece, and it's something. It's something for the yearbooks, man. Like, it was a real appreciation for those guys coming out there. And for myself, you know, after a while, you forget the guys are there. The camera crew was amazing. Jupiter Entertainment is part of Curiosity Stream. They got a lot of the footage. They was very respectful, courteous, friendly. I consider those guys part of my family because my mother cooked them dinner. We all broke bread together.
They are now officially part of the family. DJ Bolden with us, the head coach at Pahokee High School, star receiver at Wake Forest, played coach in the National Football League, talking about Fourth and Forever Muck City. Now available for streaming, Curiosity Stream. You'll find all the information so you can watch the docuseries at curiositystream.com. DJ, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. This is This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A secret society, a deadly plot, a president in peril, and it all really happened. The best-selling authors of The First Conspiracy are back with a highly anticipated, little-known, but true story about a failed assassination attempt on President Lincoln. The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed, by Brad Meltzer and Josh Mench. Hollywood Reporter has named Brad one of the 25 most powerful authors in Hollywood, and it's easy to see why. Number one best-selling author of 12 New York Times thrillers, nonfiction books like The First Conspiracy about a secret plot to kill George Washington, and The Ordinary People Changed the World Kids book series. Brad is one of the only authors to ever have books on the bestseller list for fiction, nonfiction, advice, children's books, even comic books, winner of the prestigious Eisner Award. TV creator, personality, he helped find the missing 9/11 flag that firefighters raised at Ground Zero. Brad Meltzer, author of The Lincoln Conspiracy, now available, is our guest on This Week in America. Brad, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is such a fascinating story. Let's go back. The story begins February 1861, a train traveling from Philadelphia to Baltimore, but so much about this seemingly ordinary train is not as it seems. Talk about the secret that's on that train.
Yeah, so we all know the story of John Wilkes Booth ending Lincoln's presidency. This is the story of the first secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln at the very start. And in the middle of the night, as you said, there's a train. And on that train, lots of passengers, but there's four that we're focused on. One of them, two of them are businessmen. One is a woman, and she has an invalid brother, but none of them are who they say they are. One of the businessmen is a man named Alan Pinkerton, head of the Pinkerton Detective Agency, one of America's most famous private eyes. The woman is Kate Warren. She is America's first female private eye, and her so-called brother is not her brother at all. He's certainly not an invalid. That's Abraham Lincoln. He's actually, they've given him a code name, they've given him a disguise and put him in disguise, and they are whisking him away in the middle of the night from the secret society that is plotting to murder him. And this is not fiction. This all really happened as Abraham Lincoln was going to be sworn in, yes, as the 16th president. And I can tell you, that's chapter one of the book. That's a little, I just ruined chapter one of the conspiracy. But there's the opening scene.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You can find out who these people are, why they were attempting to do this. What's really fascinating is I thought we knew just about everything about Abraham Lincoln. He's been much wrote about, especially in recent years, much has been written about him. How did you find out about this conspiracy?
You know, I first heard the story years ago, but I only knew the outer edges of it, you know, kind of like having the corner and side pieces of your puzzle. I didn't have the full picture. And what I loved about the story was, one, I'd never heard it. And it's the reason is why. Why do we not know this story? And the story took place, it's because of when it happened. As Lincoln was getting ready to be sworn in as the 16th president, to be sworn in, he had to go and take a train from his home in Springfield, Illinois, to Washington, D.C. And to do that, you have to go through Baltimore. Maryland at the time was a slave state. So the plot by the secret society was very simple. They were going to kill Lincoln when he came through Baltimore, ending his presidency before it began. But the reason you don't know it is because guess what happens right after? Civil War breaks out. And 4 years after that, Lincoln gets shot in the head. And this story of the secret plot to originally kill him becomes a footnote to history. And Josh mentioned my co-writer, he and I just threw ourselves into this and loved pulling out these amazing details.
In the prologue, you say it's the story of a moral crisis in America, so profound our nation was almost destroyed by it, and its aftermath still being grappled with today. A lot there, but these were tumultuous times, weren't they? As Lincoln was about to be sworn in, the country was divided.
And that's why we took on the story. You know, it's very titillating to say, here's the secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
And I love that part of the book. But what I also love, and we decided, the reason we picked the story is it let us tell the fuller context. America at the time was fracturing into two. Literally, whatever side you were on, you hated the other side. You thought the other side were complete, utter, horrible people. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yep.
That's exactly where the country is today, right? You can't avoid it. And what we wanted to write about is what great leaders do in that situation. Abraham Lincoln comes in and he doesn't divide us further. He unites us. And I think for us, the other part was seeing, you know, we all know Abraham Lincoln as this amazing person who, of course, frees the slaves, wins the war. But that's at the end of his presidency. The plot to kill him at the start of his presidency shows a very different Lincoln, where he's learning and he's figuring it out. He's making mistakes. They lose the inaugural address. He's so new at this. And he's nervous. And you know, when he's told that he wins the presidency, you know what he's doing? He's on the back of his building playing handball, of all things. And I love the fact that we see him like that. You know, what we do with our heroes today in America is we build grand statues of them and we worship at their feet. And we do them a huge disservice, because what we're doing is we're saying they're not like us, and they're exactly like us. When you see Abraham Lincoln here, he's not perfect in every way. And he reminds us that all of us are amazing and we're terrified and we're brave and we're cowards. Some of us all in the same day, some of us all in the same few minutes. And that's not a bad thing. It means we're human. And I love the fact that you can get that inspiration when you read The Lincoln Conspiracy.
The book's available wherever books are sold. Brad Meltzer's website is bradmeltzer.com. You can get information there as well. I got about a minute or so left here. So much information in the book. You mentioned Alan Pinkerton, who literally gave us the name Private Eye based on his logo. We find that out in reading the book. And Kate Warren, you talk about her as sort of your hero coming out of this book. She was America's first female private detective, and this is back in 1861.
Yeah, this is right at the start. She's 26 years old when she first gets hired. She walks into Alan Pinkerton's detective agency, 26-year-old woman, widower, no kids, has to support her family, says, I want a job. And Alan Pinkerton, no one is hiring women as investigators, much less in law enforcement at the time. But Alan Pinkerton, God bless him, looks at this woman and says, you know, people are going to talk to her in ways they're never going to talk to me. And brings her aboard, brings another woman aboard after that, really at the cutting edge of this. And Kate Warren is one of the women who comes in and works on the plot to save Abraham Lincoln. So, you know, I know people love this for Mother's Day and Father's Day, but I love the fact that everyone has someone to root for in this book. You know, there's like these.
Yes.
And Kate Warren just becomes a superhero. And one of my favorite scenes is when they have to go and tell Abraham Lincoln there's a murder plot to kill him. And the Pinkertons go, they knock on his hotel room door and they say, sir, you know, there's this plot that we think, you know, we need to get you out of here. And we know you have an event in Philadelphia tomorrow, they tell Lincoln. But you should skip the event in Philadelphia. Let us get you out of here fast or we'll save your life. Lincoln says, no. We actually found the original speech that Lincoln gives that day.
Amazing.
And in the speech, he says, as a country, we should stand together or you might as well assassinate me. And he says it in the context of knowing there's a plot to kill him.
Brad Meltzer has been our guest on the program. The book is the highly anticipated The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. Available wherever books are sold. Brad's website is bradmeltzer.com. Brad, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.